The Peninsula Panthers are headed to the Vancouver Island Junior Hockey League, VIJHL, finals after delivering a dominant four-game sweep of the Kerry Park Islanders. For Panthers head coach Tyler Stanton, the sweep over Kerry Park was not only a ticket to the finals but a chance to reclaim the top spot they lost late in the regular season. "There was a little bit of personality behind it to make sure we got our spot back, and to do it in four, I think, is even more important," Stanton said. Meeting them in the championship series is the Campbell River Storm, who claimed the North Division title last night with a 5-3 win over Port Alberni. The Storm swept the Lake Cowichan Kraken in the first round before closing out the Port Alberni Bombers in six games. Storm head coach Troy Nguyen's said his group showed resilience in finishing off the Bombers on the road. "Like most of the games in the series, it was a battle right to the very end," Nguyen's said. "They're a tough team to play in their own rink, so it was nice to come out with a win." The Panthers and Storm met four times in the regular season, splitting the series at two wins apiece. Three of those games went to overtime, underscoring how little separates these two teams. Depth and defensive discipline have been key to Peninsula's playoff success. Against a high-powered Kerry Park offense, the Panthers held the Islanders to just 9 goals across four games. "They attacked with a tremendous amount of speed, so it was important for our guys to match that and use our speed to our advantage," Stanton said. "We played a tremendous series." Heading into the series, goaltending will be a massive factor in determining who ends up lifting the Brent Patterson Memorial Trophy. Panthers goaltender Hunter Ferrer leads the playoff goalie ranks in wins, goals against average, and save percentage. "Lights out, brick wall. We could go down the definition aspect, but he's been remarkable," Stanton said. "His ability on the ice is absolutely fantastic, but maybe more importantly, his ability off the ice to get himself back to 100% on short time frames has separated him in the postseason." Campbell River boasts the VIJHL Goalie of the Year, Caden Serpa. The Storm netminder dominated the regular season, leading the league in wins and minutes played while finishing second in goals against average and save percentage. "What can you say? I mean, the guy has been phenomenal throughout the entire season," Nguyen said. "He's just clutch. He makes big saves in big moments, right? So we know we can rely on him. He's a great kid with great character, so it's nice to have him back there. I'm sure he'll be happy to have a few days rest before we start up next week." On the other side of the puck, Peninsula's captain Ethan Lingard has stepped up when it matters most. In Game 4, after Stanton challenged his top players during the second intermission, Lingard responded with a goal just over a minute into the third period. "He wears AC for a reason," Stanton said. "We talked at the second intermission about needing our high-octane guys to step up, and he scored a minute and 25 into the third period. That is what makes him such a special player." Campbell River has benefited from offensive contributions throughout the lineup. Four Storm players are averaging a point per game or better in the postseason, led by Marshall Curie and Jan-Felix Foppel, who each have 14 points in 10 games. Foppel stepped up in Game 6 against Port Alberni, scoring twice to earn First Star honors. "He's a clutch guy who works so hard, and he's able to find pucks in those soft areas and finish when it's time to finish. I think that's something that he's really stepped up in his game throughout the season," Nguyen said. "His work ethic has been rewarded, and we certainly appreciate that." While Peninsula brings speed and structure, Campbell River counters with a heavy, physical presence. The Storm have racked up 181 penalty minutes in the postseason, the most of any team in the final eight. Stanton expects an intense battle, knowing his team is in for its toughest test yet. "Campbell River brings a different game than what Kerry Park did as far as a team perspective," Stanton said. "The Islanders brought a high-octane offense, but the Storm will provide a tough game that we will have to be ready for." The VIJHL finals begin Monday, with the Panthers holding home ice advantage. The series will alternate venues between Peninsula and Rod Brind'Amour Arena in Campbell River, with a potential Game 7 set for Friday, April 4, in Peninsula.